And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I got to, actually tonight here, this first hour, Kali Rocha is with us. And we're going to have Dion Richmond in here in a second. And I think Justin Barth is calling from New York. And Matt Winston's going to be here. And they're all members of the cast of Teachers, the NBC television show that's going to be debuting tomorrow night. The show, it's going to be awesome. This is going to be hot. I am promising you Chicks and the Knicks. What movie is that from? Wall Street. Anyway, no, it's going to be hot. It's going to be great. I'm telling you right now. Oh, baby, what am I going to do with the money? What am I going to do with all of the broads? Those are the questions. Of course, I kid, being a happily married guy. Now, before we get Kali Rocha from Teachers and Dion and all those cats, Matt's here, Justin Bartha, Frank Gray is joining us. The reason why I asked Frank Gray to come on the line, he's Margaret Gray's husband, he's a former television producer. And Frank, how are you?
Phil, this is Margaret. I'm sorry. Frank's not here just yet. I wanted to remind you of something.
What?
I want to remind you that Frank has the gender confusion that always sort of throws you.
Oh, yeah, he gets his genders messed up.
Yes, he does. And rather than bother me, because what we're trying to do tonight is get the house ready for my niece's wedding reception. And Frank, turn the TV down. Turn the TV down, please. Hold on, Phil. Turn the TV down, Frank.
Hey, young man, how are you?
Frank, how are you doing?
Good. Give me two fingers of Johnny Black in that glass. No. Don't change my glass. Don't ever change my glass.
Frank, the thing's filthy.
I don't ever change a man's glass. I want two fingers of Johnny Black in that glass. No ice.
Well, then why are you always looking for the ice?
Yeah, that's just it. We never have ice, so I don't want ice. How are you, young man?
I'm good. Good, Frank. Listen, so we are starting our television show tomorrow night.
Yes, I've heard all about it, and I want to wish you a great success. I hear great things, and I know you've got a lot of great actors on that program. You got Kali Rocha, right?
Yes, we do.
Boy, he is terrific. And I loved him in Meet the Parents and Meet the Fockers, and don't they have another show about the motherfucker? No, I better not say that. Yeah. Well, why would they dump that?
Yeah, I understand it. Frank, dude, so you were a television producer, weren't you?
Well, back in the old days, Phil, I was a television producer. I had, at that time we were producing Big Valley. And I brought Linda Evans in. I read him for the part. And I brought Margaret in. And at that time, you know what Margaret's name was?
Oh, is this her maiden name?
Yeah, his maiden name was Margaret Coolidge. Now, he changed it to Margaret Coolots. And then, of course, he married me, and now his name is Margaret Gray.
Okay, wait a minute. What's Coolots mean?
Well, culottes were popular in the 60s. It was like it looked like a skirt, but when she spread her legs, you got nothing, pal. It was a pair of shorts. See, so when he spread his legs, or she spread her legs, if it was a gay, you'd...
Yeah, okay. So in other words, if I could get this right, let me ask you a question. Could I ask you a question?
Certainly.
How is it that... never mind, let me ask Margaret, all right?
What the hell is wrong with you? Why are you...
Just get her, will you, please?
You know, every time you have me... All right, hold on for a minute. You want to talk to him, right?
Yes, I want to talk to your wife.
All right, come on.
What?
He wants to talk to you.
What's wrong, Phil?
Can I ask you a question, why he gets his genders confused? What is that about?
It's a little bit of Alzheimer's and... It's a little bit of Alzheimer's, and it's also a little bit of some dementia from a gonorrhea infection that it went away, but it left him with just a slight mental imbalance where he can't get his genders right.
All right.
He wants to...
All right, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So anyway, we're casting Big Valley, and I said, look at that that Linda Evans. He's a piece of tail. So, and Margaret, he was a piece of tail, too, but we hired Linda Evans, and I wound up marrying Margaret, you know. And
all right, so then you went into work with Aaron Spelling, right?
Well, we wanted to do a show. I worked with Aaron Spelling, and Aaron Spelling is a brilliant television producer. There's nothing she touches that doesn't turn to gold. And so Aaron wanted to do a TV show about the gay, you know, how the gay was happening.
Yeah.
All right. So Aaron wanted to do a show about the gay. Well, the lead actor that we hired, he wasn't any good. And the
Wait a minute. You just said the lead actor, he wasn't any good.
Yeah.
Why'd you call him a him?
He's a fag.
So
what's wrong with you?
So in other words, if a guy's gay, he calls you.
No, she calls. If a guy is gay, he's obviously gay, right? But if she's not gay, she's straight. You are a real jackass, you know, kid.
Wait a minute, Frank.
What happened now?
I don't understand. When you tell me that the guy says he gets his genders confused, okay, if it's a guy, he calls him a she. Now he said that him and Aaron Spelling were producing some gay TV pilot, and the lead actor, he was...
Because he's queer.
So if a cat's queer, he's called a he, but if he's straight, it's a she.
Yes. Oh, God. Here.
Are you okay? Because you really are starting to burn my tail, friend. Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
So we did this pilot about the gay, because gay was big in the 70s. And
what was it called?
It was called Joystick. Now the
get out of here with Joystick. Frank Gray, man. Hey, Dion Richmond is here. Dion, how are you, friend?
I'm all right, man.
Now, great. You know, Dion is part of our... What the hell happened to Kali? She was here just a second ago. She's just motoring around the hallway, you know.
She's taking over the station.
Dion Richmond's here, and we're going to talk... I wanted to talk to everybody one at a time about themselves and about what's been going on and about our show. And we're going to do that in a few minutes. But this hour, I'm going to have Dion Richmond, who is our Calvin Babbitt. And Dion was like a director. He was my own personal director there, telling me, no, don't do it like that, okay? It just sucks. Try it this way. And then we had, obviously, Justin, who's in New York, who should be calling us any day now. I didn't make it to Vegas, did you?
Yeah, I did. I was wondering what happened.
I couldn't. It was a disaster on Friday.
It was just one disaster after
another, man, and I'm really sorry that I missed it. Justin Bartha threw a party for the cast. And we're going to have Kali, and we're going to have Matt as soon as those guys are here. But we're going to take a break and talk with them about the television show Teachers, which is on tomorrow night. Hey, now, Justin, Dion, you've been in a lot of TV shows, man, and you've read a lot. Well, look at you. You look a little bit like him.
Just like him.
You've been in a lot of television shows. You were on Cosby, and you were on Sister Sis. You've been in all kinds of crap, man, like movies, mm-hmm. everything.
And it was all crap.
Well, no. I mean...
he just threw out... You've been all kinds
of
crap.
Some of it is... it's got to be crap, you know? I mean, it's television, but some of it's, you know... What are we doing here every night? I just got done talking to a guy who calls guys she. Calls his wife he. Boys.
I like that show idea. Joystick.
It's all about the gay. A pilot called Joystick. So what's up with the early returns on a show? Before anybody sees it, the press weighs in.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel? How does that feel as a seasoned actor? How do you take that stuff?
I just figure it. I've never read it. I've never really paid attention. Unless someone tells me about it, then I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't. Because it's their job, you know. It must be a really sweet job to just critique stuff all day.
Oh, no kidding, man. I would love to go back. I would love to go back and take a look at the very first reviews like the Cosby Show got.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, you know, the first year, it wasn't so good. They didn't like it at all.
Serious?
Yeah, they didn't like it at all. They didn't. You know, a lot of people weren't used to the idea of a black family being, you know.
Yeah.
No one was doping. No one was...
So all the critics are waiting and going, what kind of a program is this? Lots of blacks, there isn't dope, there's no Sneaky Pete wine.
There's no violence.
This is a grave disappointment.
So, yeah.
The other show I just got told Kali when we were in the office, I went back and I read the first review by Tom Shales of My Name is Earl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he ripped it an ass. Mm-hmm. He ripped it. He carved it one spanking new.
Wow. I knew who Tom Shales was.
Oh, he's like, seriously, the guy is the number one TV critic in America.
Really?
Yeah, he's the Washington Post guy.
I would love
to know. He's the guy with the little Dutch boy bangs.
Yeah, I would like to know, how do you qualify? How do you become the number one TV critic? What do you do to become number one TV critic?
You know what I think it is?
I think
finally the weed kicks in and something good happens to you. You know, if you smoke enough dope.
Yeah, if you stay home enough, no life.
Good things happen,
You know what I mean? You got to watch a lot of TV, and that must really piss off the wife. You know, like, you ever get out to the restaurant, you know?
You know? smoke enough pot and good things happen. I'm Barnaby Kales, and this is Leaf Today. Now, here's Matt Winston.
Hey, Phil.
Hi,
how
my
are
brother.
You?
I'm sorry I missed Vegas, but it was just, it was a nightmare day on Friday.
Oh, it was crazy.
A nightmare day on Friday, man.
It was very exciting. We
were, you guys have fun?
It was out of control. I mean, there was a lot of naked people, and they were missing you, all the naked people.
Well, when you say there's a lot of naked people, you sure you weren't just seeing Dion like many, many times?
They were all Dion. It was all it was
doing
one
a lot
black...
of running back and forth.
And Kali Rocha.
Yeah, hi, Rocha.
How you doing, Rocha? Yeah.
Been seven weeks.
For 7 weeks, I butchered her name. She never said anything to me.
I'm polite.
Kali, how are you doing?
I'm really, really good.
Okay, now I want to start off with Kali. Kali, we've seen in the movies on, you know, you get the Meet the Parents and Meet the Fockers thing as the airline attendant, but it really is such a distinctive character. Everybody remembers
lady.
Because we've all been in that situation.
Well, we haven't called your row yet, sir.
Yeah, we know her.
Yeah.
We know her, yeah.
Kali plays our principal, Principal Wiggins, Emma Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you tell me about her? Because you got, like, some serious character work going on there with her. She's got this whole... Justin's on line one?
Ooh.
Let me just get Justin up here. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Word.
Hey, it's Izzle.
Dude, I'm sorry again about Friday, but it was a cluster bang at my house.
Screw you, Phil.
I know.
It was a cluster bang in Vegas. I'm not sure why you chose the one in...
Yeah. Well, I don't want to know who was in the middle of that one.
Sam and
I missed you, buddy. We missed you.
I miss you, too, and I was cursing certain individuals all the way to bed that night.
Interesting.
Now I'm coming up against the break. Do I have time to ask Kali about her character? So, tell me about Emma Wiggins.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk to Justin because he's our big star.
Mm. Ow.
And she's the principal of our school. And this is this place, this rundown high school in New Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, I mean, like you say about, and thank you for what you said about Meet the Parents and that character. Like, there are some similarities there, which I think basically control.
Mm-hmm.
Control and passive aggression, which basically sort of go hand in hand.
Right. There's always a big smile and always like a meat cleaver just in her purse.
Always. A little bit of blood just trickling slightly from the mouth. A little drop.
I love that. Now, the other thing that I like about her is you mentioned when there's an episode where a teacher comes in, some guy who's pitching testing methods.
Yeah.
And he's a real hunk.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were rehearsing, you did a thing where you like your eyes rolled back in your head like you were swooning.
Lolling heavenward.
Yeah. Great, man.
Well, I mean, I think also with that kind of control comes a certain level of how to put it, you're sort of on the fritz all the time.
Yeah, you're going to almost
you're
faint.
Freak out.
Yeah, there's so much control.
It's short-circuiting.
The other thing about that character is that you did this thing, it's on the promo, where he understands women with real needs. There's like this thing, you could no longer control the voice.
It's too much need. The chords are basically ripped dry from the need.
Freaking great, man. You're like the funniest, one of the funniest people I know in my life.
Thank you, Phil.
There's two others here, one of whom, this is guy Matt Winston, who is daddy is Stan Winston, but Matt himself is so brilliantly funny that... we're going to see him on television on this show for so many years. I'm going to be sharing, perhaps a trailer with him at some point. You know, we'll just sort of move in together. And we're going to talk with him, Dion, and Justin, brother.
Yo.
Hey.
Where are you, man? Are you on a stool? Are you sitting on a stool anywhere? All right. Listen, hang on, man, because we'll be right back. We're going to take a break. I have the cast of Teachers. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And our number is 1-8. I don't want to take any calls from you freaks. Just listen to us. We'll take some calls later. I also have Austin Amarca on, a beekeeper, who says that unless the state of Texas allows him to keep his 25 hives, well, bees do things. And it's funny, he's right next to a middle school. 1-800-449.
Is he cute?
Austin? I don't think so. 1-800-449-8686. Yeah, they do, bro. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I just wanted Frank Gray. Frank, you there?
Yes, young man. I'm right here.
Matt Winston is here. I know you wanted to say hello.
Oh, she's terrific. Hello, Matt.
Actually, I'm a man, Frank. Matt. It's a man's name.
What do you think I said?
Well, you said she's a lovely lady or something.
Yes, that's right.
He's got gender confusion.
Okay, I'm a man.
You talking about me?
No.
Say hello to your father. She's one of the great talents.
Okay, my father's a man.
I know, Frank. That. What do you got? You got idiots for friends, don't you, Phil?
Yeah, look at, he's got a gender. People don't understand the way you talk.
I don't know. I speak English. Now, is Khali there? He owes me 20.
Well, you get out of here. You're bugging me. All right, so dig it. We're talking here tonight on the Phil Hendry Show with the cast members of Teachers, which will be debuting tomorrow night. You know, I don't do real people on this show, only fictitious people. Justin Bartha joins us from New York. I got Khali Rocha. I got Matt Winston, and I have... If you guys tell me I messed your name up again.
Khali Rocha.
I said that, and she said it was wrong.
We've been working on this for a year, Phil. 1 year.
And Dion Richmond and Justin, how are you, man?
Doing good, man. Good. Doing good.
Hey, dude, you and Sarah's not here, Sarah Alexander, are kind of the center of the show, the heart of the show. And Jeff Cahill is our star. Justin's our star. Jeff is the center of our show. Tell me about the character, and you guys know Justin from National Treasure and a new movie that's coming out called...
It came out. It's a huge success.
It's a huge success.
It's huge.
Already came out, Phil. Thanks for supporting your friend.
Yeah. And another movie will be coming out.
Wow.
Geely or
Citizen
something?
Citizen Kane's coming out soon, too.
Yeah. And
I hear it's good.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, and President Lincoln's got a bad headache. And
get out of here. All right, so you play Jeff Cahill. Tell me about Jeff, this teacher in the middle of this rundown, rotten hellhole of a school.
Wow. Yeah. He's just a sexy man, Phil, just like you. And he's trying to navigate through an unsexy world.
And he's got a really couple of nice looking ladies that he's chasing. Sarah, the two Sarahs,
and Khali.
Yeah, he doesn't chase me, but thanks, Phil.
Doesn't chase
Khali Rocha. He doesn't get chased.
He doesn't chase you in the show.
Khali Rocha.
Khali Rocha.
He's going to try to bang her in the later episode.
Khali Rocha.
And she will let him. She will let him. Okay.
We get picked up later on past 6. You can bet on it that he is going to be banging the principal.
All
fingers crossed. Right. Fingers crossed.
Now, Matt Warnstein?
Warntime. Milt Warntime.
Matt Wintington. Your character, Matt, is Mitch Link.
That's right.
I hear this Lawrence of Arabia is going to be a good movie. That's coming out soon.
Pretty soon. And... Matt, your character is Mitch Link, a real tool, a real brown noser.
Okay.
Tell us about him. Tell us.
Mitch is sort of the right hand of Principal Wiggins. He's her enforcer to a degree. He's definitely got an inflated sense of power that doesn't really exist. But he's very sexy in his own way. I like to sort of play that. That's what I'm playing at in the character.
It's a sessuality. Yeah.
Chris Norton would say a very sessy character. Like to obsess, a lot of sess with students.
I like when he also has, there's almost a menacing, there's a scene where Calvin, which is Dion's character, and Justin, he looks at you guys, okay, yeah, you know, you win this one round. And there's a hint of violence about Mitch that I think. We need to explore.
Yeah, Mitch thinks there are battles going on that just aren't even going on. But in his mind, there's just, you know, there's like a hardcore warfare going on between him and some of the other
and
teachers.
And does he have any kids? I was wondering about that.
Mitch?
Not allowed to have children.
Dion and Calvin Babbitt, and Dion Richmond plays Calvin. And Calvin, actually, I've heard people say that they really love the scenes that you and I were in together because there's such a contrast. Not just sexual chemistry.
Yeah.
Well, the sexual tension is there. In fact, Pastor William Rennick was on with us earlier saying that, you know, as an African-American preacher, he notices that immediately when he visits England and sees the Queen of England, there's a sexual tension between him and the Queen. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to talk about. So are you, so Calvin is Jeff's best friend at the school.
Yes.
And is a theater teacher. He was always a teacher. He was never a child actor like you were.
No, he was always, I think he was a failed actor.
He should have been a child actor.
Yeah, he came along later in life, his acting.
They could have called the character Dion Richmond.
Yeah, they could have.
Mr. Richmond, sir, when you were on...
You were a youngster.
So you were on the Cosby Show, man. You told me something that was really interesting, that Cosby shot 2 shows, a matinee and an evening show, and then just cut the best pieces together, right?
Yeah, it was a different way of shooting shows. It was, you know, we were in New York. It wasn't the Hollywood system. It was basically we went in on Thursdays. We did a show early in the day, and then we'd had dinner in between shows, and I did a show after that. Did all our notes at dinner and tried to make it better for the second audience. So.
Yeah, and then Bill Cosby would... entertain people upstairs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
is it me or is the music?
Justin, are you playing a guitar there in New York?
It sounds like the music is getting louder when I started talking. Like,
that's our way of saying, yeah, thank you very much. So
like
let's
move on
to our next
speech. This is going to happen at the Oscars. I feel it.
We'll be right back with the cast of teachers on the Phil Hendry Show in a moment.
My love.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm on with Justin Bartha, Kali Rocha, Matt Winston, Dion Richmond, and I'm Phil Hendry, and this is the Phil Hendry Show. And the reason why I have all my friends here is because we are the cast of Teachers. Sarah Alexander and Sarah Shahi have both been fired by NBC. They were told, get out, leave us. And we're going to take some phone calls. And Justin, the first one's for you, and this is from Rudy. Rudy, go ahead.
You know, I love the program. I wanted to ask Mr. Barth, you're a young man, and I noticed that you have a great many young female admirers, one of whom is a young lady who works in my office, but she's only 16. However, I think the publicity would be good for my shop. Would you consider dating her? And I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Hey, don't let her in. She's too fat.
Wait a minute, what is that?
Well, that's just it.
Anyway, hey, dude, Justin, you are basically you've done flicks, man. Now here you are in the middle of a TV show. Now, what's it going to be like when suddenly, I don't know, 16 magazine starts creeping around the place? You find some denizen from a teen magazine sneaking through your yard.
I'll probably need bail money, Phil.
Yeah, you're gonna hurt him, right? Aren't you gonna hurt him?
I might hurt him a little.
You better hurt him. All right. Hey.
You know how we do.
There you go. Let's get that foghorn going for that, huh?
Hey, word up.
Thank you. Now, I want to ask my friend here, Dion, because, the music did pot up while you were talking. Dion Richmond with us.
Oh, God.
Dion's character is Calvin Babbitt. Dion, you got this part, man, because I remember when we did the pilot, we had a different actor.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought you on, and you brought this whole, this whole take on Calvin. You know what, man? You transitioned from being a kid actor, which they say you can't do, into being a very good adult actor. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you did have to overcome some substance abuse. I'm kidding.
track marks on the butt cheek.
So what'd you do, man? Did you like just take a break and go to school and say, leave me alone or what?
I just steadily kept, going to auditions and working and staying involved.
Yeah, you just didn't like...
I just didn't take anything that came my way. That's one thing I tried to do, stay away from.
Did a lot of adult films, right?
Yeah, a lot of porn,
And you took a job there. Weren't you working on the docks for a while in Long Beach?
I was in Alaskan Shore.
That's where they shot a lot of the porn, those docks.
Well, the guy said to me, because I was doing... Do you want to do radio, then television, then films, right, Phil? I said, no, I want to go from radio... to television, to landscaping.
Yeah.
That's the big, right at the...
And then trying to get my crab fisherman license.
Exactly. If we get, crab fishing is,
got a little
is
boat.
The ultimate thing.
Got a little boat.
So, now, you got a little boat.
A little boat.
Can we say something about you, Phil, on this show?
Yeah, I need to give you some props, because we think you're amazing.
You're a brilliant actor. I mean, I speak for myself. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I've been a huge fan for years, and when I found out I was going to be working with you, I was very excited, and then, of course, that goes away as soon as you start working with you.
As soon as you see the way I act.
But you are a terrific actor, and I think your fans are going to tune in tomorrow and go, oh my gosh, he can do more than just the voice. Mm-hmm. There's the body. Look at the way he moves.
Well, I didn't have any idea it was so large.
Right.
No, a lot of the women
Thanks
so much, Matt, for putting me on TV.
You're welcome. Yeah. The other great thing about you, Phil, is whenever we're not on the set working, you're in your trailer shirtless and sometimes pantsless. watching. This is what Phil does. This is the truth. And watching NFL highlights from the last 30 years.
With no pants on. So what are you telling me, man?
This is the truth. This is what Phil does.
With no pants on.
But even when he's clothed, though, this is my favorite. But Phil just chills. He always wears a button-down shirt, and there's always a couple buttons unbuttoned near the belly area.
Yeah.
And you're really having a serious conversation, then your stuff is just hanging out.
You gotta let it breathe.
It's just never. It is never the high button. It's always like the low. It's always the low button. It's like near crotch.
It was kind of like Phil. Your buttons. Your buddy's like, it's all right.
Sure. You mentioned a guy. No. You know your fly's open. Oh hell, that doesn't matter. It's fine. Why do you care?
It matters.
It's the human body,
When the show When the show becomes a hit, they're going to make shirts like that. No button down anymore.
The triangle.
Dude, you know, the triangle. You know you're getting fat, man, when you're busting out of your shirt there.
If your viewers ever wonder what Phil's belly button looks like, just hang out with
we should have an episode.
You won't see it.
Yeah, when Dick's cooking steaks, man.
I use it, you know, as inspiration for my work. Yeah. I look at that thing, and my mojo goes haywire.
I like to put my weed in your belly button.
Your weed? How do you spell it?
What? Oh,
your weed, yeah. He's going to be stashing his dope in my belly button.
No, he said his wee. He said, your wee? There's a D at the end. It's a different joke.
So. All right, now, thank you very much. That's a very nice compliment. We have any phone calls?
Mr. Henry, I wanted to say, my name's Dave. I live in Monterey Park. I wanted to, first of all, say to Dion Richmond, I followed you. Man, I love everything that you do.
Thank you, man.
Mr. Matt Winston, that's just great what you just said about the belly button there. That's so great. Also, Justin Bartha, I seen you in National Treasure. You're the best thing about National Treasure, Mr. Bartha.
Thanks, man.
Okay. And also to Kali Rocha, you know, everybody sees you like in the movie Meet the Fockers, like you'll take them sticks out of your hair and put them into a man's eye.
Yes, yes.
But I can tell there's a seething sensuality and everything to you. And I just want to say how much I really think you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And
thank
I just also wanted to say, I'm a very humble man, but if you'd have dinner with me...
I don't think so, man. I mean, she's like got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Well, is he currently in town? Or?
Yeah, well, but the dude's like, he's an Israeli ex-army. He's a...
Seriously?
Yeah, he's about 6'8", ex-Israeli army. Seriously, he's a big cat.
Okay, well, hey, you know, no pain, no gain. You know, everything like that. So, okay, well, thank you so much, Mr. Henry.
All right, big day.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, okay. It's okay, dude. You're all right, man.
Well, you just cock-blocked Impossible Day for me, Phil. Well, I mean, he sounded like a keeper.
He was so nervous the gas began to escape.
I don't mind that.
You know what? That guns your engine on some level, doesn't it? All right, the show, you guys, I mean, we have fun doing the show or what? I've never done a lot of TV shows. Is that unusual? Justin, how's it like on a movie set, man? You and Dion, Matt, you've been on movie sets, Kali. Do people get along like that, or is it basic? I just sounded like Dave there.
Yeah, you
did. People get along like that?
You didn't fart, though.
No.
Yeah. How strange that you'd sound like him.
Yeah, I don't understand how that happens, but...
No, I can say I don't know what other people would say. This is an incredible cast. An incredible cast that's just very complimentary to each other.
Yeah.
You know, we fit very well together. The comedy just riffs, and it's between the scenes that I find the funniest, you know?
Yeah, and the other thing is...
the scenes...
Well, they're...
Yeah,
I'm
and so, we're going to roll a camera next time between the scenes.
Teachers behind the scenes.
Well, you know, one thing, Phil, this is Matt Winston speaking. I'm a man.
Okay, excuse me. Matt, what?
One thing, very quickly, Winston. I've done a lot of crap. You know, your viewers can check out imdb.com on any of us, and they'll see I've done, you know, some good things, a lot of crud. But this show is very special because I don't think we have a weak link on this show. I think everyone brings something really great to the role, and the writing is excellent. And I think that makes the show very unique.
And it's going to get better and better and better and better.
You know,
I got to tell you something, man. When you start out a project that's going to last forever, or you start out a project that's going to last 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, man, you are finding your way.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something that's really good, it's immediately going to strike a chord with people. It's going to be one of those things is taken either really well or really poorly. When I first got on the air in this town, as a matter of fact, it just reminded me, they hated my guts. I mean, everybody hated my... In fact, I got accosted at a restaurant. I was talking to my agent. This guy's... My agent says to me, well, how'd it go last night? Oh, that's pretty good. He says, you talking about KFI? There's a guy in the booth. I go, yeah. He says, worst talk radio I've ever heard.
Oh, God.
And he was all, like, invested in it, you know? His tie, his face was red. Mm-hmm. And I had to kill him.
That man was Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. And that big, fat man was Rush Limbaugh. He was yelling at me. But you keep developing and you keep writing it. But these characters are great.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
So... Tomorrow night at 9:30, we're going to be on the air on NBC. We're going to be back with some more chit-chat with the stars here of Teachers. I'm Bob Finella, and thank you so much for being with us. And, Jerry, what do they get for being here?
Yeah, I got a couple of Napa Auto Part Packs.
I could give to the lady. That's wonderful, Jerry. Thanks for filling in. Christ. We'll be right back here on Goodnight LA.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Tonight, just a few more minutes with the cast of Teachers, NBC's brand-new sitcom hit, 9:30 tomorrow night. It's going to kick ass. Mm-hmm. Or like Monty Rock III said during Saturday Night Fever, he was right, he was out of sight. John Travolta. Now, I've got another call. Chris, go ahead, man. You're on the air.
Mr. Henry, first of all, thank you for having me on your program. I'm a very big Kali Rocha fan, have been since I seen you in Gettysburg, of course.
Mm-hmm. And, Gods and Generals, Chris? You mean Gods and Generals?
Yeah, Gods and Generals. Was that with Richard Jordan?
Yes, it was.
He has since not lived, right?
He died.
Yeah, yes. In other words, he died.
Yes, sir. I'm a little nervous, I do want to say that I wanted to tell Miss Rocha that I'm very good looking, and I'm not trying to say nothing about that. But a lot of women have said that I'm hot, and I am. Personally, right now, trying to produce and direct, I have one of the largest collections of adult films on the West Coast.
Oh. Wait, you've produced the largest collection?
It's kind of funny. Did you produce them or what?
I collect a great many.
You're studying it or something.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is that where you learned your grammar?
I come up rough, but because I am, yes, hot. A lot of women will, I'm supported by a lot of women.
I hear a lot of selling. What am I buying?
Chris, why'd you call the show, Chris?
Well, I just want to tell Miss Rocha, let me cut to the chase. If you saw me, you'd climb me.
Really?
Climb you?
Well, all I'm saying is, Miss Rocha, I'm trying to be very classy, but if she saw me, she'd climb
on it. It's cryptic. And it's really cryptic what you're saying.
So you're like a tree?
Yeah, you could say it's a tree. Okay. You can bet your Bucky Beaver on that, man.
Do you have gypsy moth caterpillars, Chris?
Being a tree? I'm not sure I know what you're referring to.
Oh, I think you know what I mean, Chris.
Well, no. All I'm saying is I'm very hot.
Okay.
And one of the reasons...
Well, what makes you hot, man? You see, if she saw you, she'd climb on it.
it's probably the sexual tension that I exhibit.
The what?
My sexuality.
Sexuality?
My sexuality as well as my sensuality. Mm-hmm. And sex. You know,
do you shave your balls?
Man, that is rude.
No, that's... All of a sudden, a disembodied voice from nowhere.
Really likes that.
That's
Justin,
totally rude,
how
man.
Do you? I'm just
all
curious.
All of a sudden, this voice from out of the blue.
Do you shave your balls?
Sounded like an old man sitting in a chair in a field somewhere.
I also don't know why Justin. How do you know that I like?
I read your diary.
Mea culpa.
The fact of the matter is, Mr. Henry, I do shave it.
Have one? Or I don't understand.
No, Ms. Rocha, I'm talking about the entire unit.
The area.
The unit perpendicular.
I see.
Dude, where did you get your grammar, man? I mean, you're trying to hit on chicks.
Ms. Mary, please, I know about women's and...
Women's?
I'm trying to talk about my sass.
Well, in unit perpendicular.
A lot of people are talking too much. Mm-hmm. See, the Rusty Pelican where I hang out, and there's a lot of women who are into sass and will have sessual, what I call the sessual, is...
How do you say chimpanzee?
Chimpanzee.
That's great. Well, hold on for a minute, man. Jesus,
Chris?
What a freak.
Chris, I noticed you can't say the letter X, it seems. You say sess instead of sex. How would you say Texas or Foxy Loxy?
I say it real good.
I'll try it.
I'd like to hear it.
Texas. What are they laughing at, Mr. Harry?
It sounds like you're saying Texas, dude.
Yeah, that's the state, right?
It's Texas, man. There's like a K thing.
I'm saying the state of Texas and Foxy Loxy. Do you remember that? You remember that Hendrix song, Fussy Lady?
Fuzzy Lady?
No, Fussy Lady.
Oh, Flossing Lady.
Flossing Lady, yeah.
All right, hold on. You're a freak. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm going to get a young man from the Bradley Military Academy, R.C. Collins. R.C., go ahead.
My question is for Mr. Winston, and I really liked Kicking and Screaming, and also Star Trek, sir. and it's great to talk to you. We're at Bradley Military Academy, and my question is as follows. Are you trying to tell me that Mr. Hendry would come to the door at the trailer he was in with everything a scene?
No, not everything was shown.
No, man.
He wasn't wearing a...
Mr. Hendry, my question is for Mr. Weinstone.
It's Winston.
Winston, you turd.
That's okay. That's okay. That's a common mispronunciation
sure.
of my name.
W-I-N-S-T-O-N. Yeah.
So, no, he would come without a shirt, usually bleary-eyed because he was napping. No pants often. There was always NFL highlights on the TV. It was kind of a weird thing to walk into, but never saw his naughty bits.
Well, that kind of jibes with my impression. And
what does that mean?
I think I got to go.
All right, Justin.
Yeah.
You been enjoying yourself, man?
Love it, man. Love it.
God bless us all. I hope that everything just rocks and rolls for the next 6 weeks. I don't give a crap what anybody thinks except the audience.
That's all that matters.
And Kevin Riley.
And I think he's behind it.
I think he's still. I read a quote here. It says he liked to incubate the show like The Office.
Mm-hmm. It sounds dirty, but I like
filthy.
It.
That's
filthy.
I like filthy.
It. So they're going to put us in a hot room.
Yeah, they're going to put us in a hot room until mold or something just grows on us. Yeah.
It sounds like your trailer.
Where did you read that quote?
I read that in Media Week, TV Media Week, about a week ago. New York Times gave us a good review.
That's all that matters, buddy.
Oh, they got.
And Thomas Cushing, right? What's the guy's name?
Yeah. I love you. I love you, Justin. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Teachers.
Don't forget tomorrow night, 9:30 on NBC. Teachers.
Teachers.
Kali.
Teachers.
Matt. Dion. Love you. See you later.
Bye.
Teachers.
Teachers.
Teachers.